Pittsburgh Steeler fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another episode and the final injury report podcast of this week 13 as the Pittsburgh Steelers lead up to their big game against the Baltimore Ravens at Heinz Field, a 4:25 p.m. kickoff. So make sure you adjust your clocks and alarms and calendars accordingly. The Steelers will have their Friday practice participation as well as their game status. We're going to go through all of that as well as on the other side of the field for the Baltimore Ravens. Let's start off at the top. Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback, pectoral right shoulder. He was given the day off on Wednesday, was a full participant the rest of the week. No game status. Chase Claypool was limited on Wednesday with his toe injury. Practice the next 2 days fully, no game status. Unfortunately, Joe Hayden missed practice for the third straight day. He has been ruled out with his foot injury. It honestly sounds like, if you look at the practice reports from last week, that he might have re-injured that foot at some point, and that's why he was ruled out and then hasn't practiced at all this week. Maybe a speculation, I'm not sure. Okay, let's go back to Thursday for a sec. That was when Arthur Millette popped up into the injury report with a quadricep injury. Didn't practice on Thursday, but was a full participant Friday. No game status. It looks like they'll have Arthur Millette in there. Christian Kuntz with a hip was a full participant for the third straight day. No status. He's good to go. Trey Turner, same. He was given the day off on Wednesday, and he was full the Thursday and Friday practice. No injury designation. Here was an interesting thing. Now, Zach Banner, the last 2 days of practice, Wednesday and Thursday, did not practice with an illness. He was back, full participant on Friday. Shockingly, no game status. So it looks like the Steelers will have Zach Banner available. I doubt that they would have him in the starting lineup considering he missed so much practice, but if things were to go wrong, it looks like Zach Banner will be there. Pat Freiermuth, he's basically cleared the concussion protocol, was a full participant for the third straight day. He has no game status. He's good to go. Isaiah Bugs, with an ankle injury, was limited on Thursday. It was typically when they get hurt during practice. He didn't practice Friday. He's been ruled out. So Isaiah Bugs and Joe Hayden are out. And those are the only game statuses of the Steelers heading into this Week 13 game. You're thinking that's great, but there's a bigger issue here. That illness that we talked about with Zach Banner that kept him out of practice Wednesday and Thursday, I'm not sure if it might be circulating the locker room. Now, this is not a COVID-19 illness. It's another illness. Those still do take place. Isaiah Loudermilk and Cam Hayward did not practice on Friday. And there was some concern on Twitter that today for the Steelers fans, Steelers Twitter, if you want to call it that, that they might be without Cam Hayward if he doesn't get well quick. So I'm sure the Steelers send him home. He's certainly a player that if he doesn't report back to the facility until Sunday, he will be fine. But still, keep an eye on that. That's going to be interesting. But there you have it, the Steelers injury report. Heading into Sunday's game, the only game status is Joe Hayden and Isaiah Bugs, both ruled out. Let's go to the other side of the field. We're talking about the Baltimore Ravens. Let's look at their practice report. Now, this is literally like reading a book. Friday practice report. Cornerback Anthony Everett with a shoulder ankle was limited. Nick Boyle with a knee did not practice again. Center Bradley Bozeman with a shin laceration was a full participant. So was offensive lineman Patrick McCary with an ankle. Tackle Cedric Ogbuye with a thigh did not practice. Fullback Patrick Ricard with his foot and thigh was full. Cornerback Chris Westry with a thigh was limited. Tavon Young with an illness did not practice. That's interesting. Tavon Young's a good young cornerback. Wide receiver Devin Duvernay with a thigh was full. Miles Boykin with a finger was limited. Calais Campbell was given a day off with rest, so he did not practice, but he was a full participant on Thursday. Patrick Queen with ribs was a full practice. Jimmy Smith, cornerback with the neck, did not practice again. And outside linebacker Jalen Ferguson and cornerback Marlon Humphrey, they're dealing with their own illnesses. They didn't practice for the second straight day. And outside linebacker Odafe Owe, I think I said his first name correctly, with a shoulder, was limited. So let's take a look at their game status. There's a lot. Let's first look at who is ruled out. Only one player. That's tackle Cedric Ogbuye with a thigh. Only one player is doubtful. That's Miles Boykin, the wide receiver, with a finger injury. The following players are all listed as questionable. Anthony Everett, Nick Boyle, Jalen Ferguson, Marlon Humphrey, Patrick McCary, Odafe Owe, Patrick Queen, Patrick Ricard, Jimmy Smith, Chris Westry, and cornerback Tavon Young are all listed as questionable. So in this regard, the Steelers certainly have their injuries to be concerned with, but boy, do the Baltimore Ravens do too. Let's not kid ourselves. There's some big names You're talking about Jimmy Smith. You're talking about Marlon Humphrey, Tavon Young. You're also bringing up Owe as a defender. This game, I mean, keep your eye on people like, you know, the Tom Pelisseros and the Adam Schefters and the Ian Rappaports as they break some news probably early Sunday morning or Saturday night about some of these injured players. Maybe if the Steelers are going to be without someone like TJ Watt, maybe if the Steelers might be without someone like Cam Hayward, you can kind of maybe think about balancing it out if the Ravens are down some key players as well. But I digress. That's it for me in this Week 13 Injury Report series of podcasts. I'll be back next week early because the Steelers play on Thursday night football in Week 14 when they travel to Minnesota. So I think the first reported practice will be on Monday. So you can expect an Injury Report podcast early. It'll be an estimation. They probably won't practice officially, but it'll give us an idea with the injury report, so make sure you're staying tuned for that. Also, make sure you check me out on the postgame show, as well as my Let's Ride podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. Check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs, and wherever you get your podcasts, or Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain, subscribe and follow, whatever you have to do so that you do not miss a thing. All right, that's it for me. I'm Jeff Hartman, Senior Editor at Behind the Steel Curtain. As we always finish it out, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.